There is now a flower here and there. A few trees are showing a haze of green. The back roads are firming up despite a lot of rain. And there's enough green grass to be seriously exciting for my horse. Spring always comes. And when it's not spring, we always know for sure that it will come. We have not only our faith in the universe, but good evidence that this is going to happen. The people who we imagine may not have known this are so far back in history that they were probably pre-human. I have no doubt that even Neanderthals were pretty certain spring would come. They had the years of experience of their elders who had seen it happen dependably for over 20 years. And spring is definitely a good thing. Even with central heating, insulated clothing, and enough to eat, winter is hard. The world is just not as hospitable, not as friendly and comfortable, and it wears on us. The days are too short, and the cold and darkness wear away at our energy and darken our moods. But then spring comes. It always comes. It will always come, and nothing can stop it. It never comes all at once, though. There'll be a warm day, a teaser, usually in the middle of the week, followed by a wintry mix on Saturday and a hard cold blow on Sunday. Everything will melt at once, causing ice jams, roof leaks, floods, and quagmires, and then it will all freeze up again, locking the mess in stone-hard ice. Just when you think it's safe, it snows again. You realize there was snow a year ago this week, and it could happen this year. I have not put away my parka and boots. But indecisively, though it may be, it is good, and it is absolutely dependable. We need things that we know we can depend on. We're living in worrisome times, and lately it seems like a lot of good things that we depend on are more uncertain than we would like. There's politics, of course. It seems to a lot of us that our country, which has always been flawed, is in danger of losing a lot of what is best about it. And many of us here are feeling our lives wind down and our best times and maybe our best selves are being left behind. When I chose this topic, I did not already have a list of good, dependable things other than spring to talk about. So when I actually started to write it, I had to stop and look at what positive things are certain. There's just so much that I'm unsure of, so much that I've lost confidence in, and so much that seems to be headed in the wrong direction, that it can't be considered good. And so I thought, and in my current rather gloomy state of mind, I had a really hard time thinking of things. I thought, so here's one. How about gravity? Now, spring is indecisive. It keeps changing its mind, but gradually, in fits and starts, it comes dependably into full being. It's sort of like you use. It comes to a conclusion slowly, continuing to doubt and question, and arrives eventually, but still with reservations, but with joy. Gravity, on the other hand, is absolutely dogmatic. There are mathematical formulas that explain it, and although there are things that influence it, they are completely predictable and follow the rules absolutely. And gravity is definitely a good thing. I doubt that life could have evolved without it. It's a very good thing to be able to depend on the ground pressing against our feet, water flowing downhill, and on our atmosphere sticking close to the Earth. It's true, of course, that even gravity has some drawbacks, especially when combined with winter. Did you know that Vermont ranks second in the nation for the number of injuries from falls? But now it's spring. It's getting warm and green, and rocks are not floating around bumping into us. That's good. There are other laws of nature, too, like entropy, which I talked about here before, and friction, which we all depend on all the time, and which, although sometimes limiting, are necessary and good. But here I ran out of good things that were absolutely dependable. None of the good things I could think of were, really. And none of the other really dependable things I thought of were unqualified good. And as I got to thinking about it, I realized that this is the nature of all great blessings, to not be purely good or completely dependable. Take human civil society, for instance. Human beings evolved to depend on each other and to live together. What makes that possible is that most people, most places, and in most situations will act altruistically most of the time. This is what we call acting with humanity. So here is a good thing I think we can depend on. There will always be good people everywhere in every situation, always. Unfortunately, there will also always be not good people. There will always be greed, cruelty, hatred, violence, and selfishness. And because of those constants, there will also always be conflicts, and societies and civilizations will struggle and fall. We've seen this happen throughout history, and we see it in many of the parts of the world today, and we see symptoms of it here, now, in our own lives. But take heart in that civilized society always reemerges. The urge to civilization is dependable in the same way as spring. It keeps coming around, it improves in fits and starts, but inevitably. When it fades, the fundamental laws of human nature that make it come around again will always be there, even when we can't see it. We have not only our faith in the universe, but good evidence that this will happen. What is dependable and good is that the need for dependence on an ability to create civil society is hardwired into human beings. It has been going on for several thousand years now. And one of the things people do is develop rules and customs for dealing with each other. And those rules are considered, discussed, written down, and made into laws that protect us from each other when conflicts arise. Human history is full of these. There was the Code of Hammurabi from 1754 BCE. There was the Ten Commandments from the Bible, the Magna Carta, the Constitution. These good sets of rules make it possible for human beings to live together with a minimum of individual conflict. And that makes it possible for most people in a society, most of the time, to have the safety necessary to live, work, produce, and enjoy the pursuit of happiness. This is a survival mechanism for our species. So when Unitarian Universalists got together to make a set of rules to codify the central purpose of the denomination and to guide the lives of its members, it came up with the seven principles. And just for a review, here they are. The inherent worth and dignity of every person, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth in our congregations, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning, the right of conscience, and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large, the goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all, and respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Now, these principles are not carved in stone like the Ten Commandments, or, as an internet meme suggested, downloaded onto a tablet from the cloud by Moses. They were made up by people, discussed in committees, argued over, drafted, rephrased, worried over by people who cared enough to volunteer for that task. They're not immutable. This is a democratic organization, and members can propose exchanges and vote, which will then be discussed by committees, argued over, drafted, rephrased, etc. All of those other sets of rules happen pretty much the same way. I, for one, think that even Moses must have had a committee. But what is dependable about our principles is that they're guidelines for living in a way that makes the goodness of humanity and the survivability of civil society more likely. And I think they're a pretty good set of rules. Even if our current society largely fails, the good people in it will still hold these sets of rules or similar sets to be sacred, and will use them as guidance to contrive to do good, to work for good, and to create goodness. Civil society, I believe, is so natural to human beings that if it wanes, it will be resurrected. It always happens. It will always happen. And nothing can stop it short of the extinction of the species. The key to happiness is perhaps to accept this as enough. It's not enough of us, and we are duty-bound to try to make everything better to the limits of our ability. But the good thing, the certain thing, is that it is hardwired in human to keep making rules and to keep trying to live together with civility. It is absolutely certain that most people, in most places, in most situations, are going to act altruistically most of the time. And these good people will always make civil society rise again. Blessed be, and happy Easter.